The Lone Star Le Mans is not exactly like its much more famous relative, the 24 Hours of Le Mans. The biggest difference, it's not 24 hours, just six. And there's more than one race, but the two big ones are Saturday at Circuit of the Americas, where you'll be able to watch more than just cars circling the track. You'll be able to see the future. Manufacturers like Aston Martin, Dodge, Ferrari, Ford, and more use their motorsports division to test the limits of their engineering. They also sometimes stumble onto something that ends up in every car on the road. In 1953, a pair of British drivers won Le Mans driving a Jaguar that was the first to use disc brakes. And some, less obvious, but no less critical to your car's performance.
Windscreen wipers. The first ones were at Le Mans. They were never on road cars before racing. The entire principle, this came through racing.
Yes, windshield wipers became a thing after they were used extensively at Le Mans. That was Alistair Moffat. He's the manager of marketing and communications at Toyota Gazoo Racing.
They were the early days of the development of the automobile. Now we're much, much further advanced, so you're not taking huge takeaway objects like that, but you are learning things always.
Moffat says most of what the racing series has been innovating lately is fuel efficiency. This is the circuit Volkswagen and Audi used to hone their turbo diesel engines in the 2000s. And more recently, manufacturers like Toyota are perfecting hybrid technology.
We have engineers here in Austin working on this car that come from the hybrid road car development program to learn how the hybrid systems perform in a racing environment, the challenges that they face, and to learn how to take that back into road car technology and improve road car technology.
Of course, there isn't a one-to-one correlation between how things work in a race car and what gets added to the car or SUV you have in the driveway. Your car will never have 1,000 horsepower or a need to average 140 miles an hour for several hours at a time, hopefully. Veteran driver Christian Fittipaldi races a Chevy Corvette prototype. He says sometimes he prefers the technology that's already in his Chevy at home.
Well, I tell you, my Tahoe is 20 times, a million times more comfortable than my race car. My race car can be quicker, but my Chevy has AC, has television for my daughter, has, like, it almost talks to me, the car, has everything.
You heard that correctly. The race cars won't have air conditioning as they race for hours this steamy September weekend in Austin. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.